Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Madhav with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says stable and peaceful relations between India and China are important for not just the two countries but the entire region and world. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says NDA government at the center has made the country much stronger during the past 10 years. Notification for third phase of Lok Sabha elections to be issued tomorrow. One terrorist killed in an encounter with security forces in Pulwama district of Jammu and Kashmir. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated with traditional fervor across the country today. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Mumbai this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the India-China border situation needs to be addressed urgently to put the abnormalities in ties behind. He said stable and peaceful relations between India and China are important for not just the two countries, but the entire region and world. In an interview to a US magazine, the Prime Minister expressed hope that through positive and constructive bilateral engagement at the diplomatic and military levels, both the countries will be able to restore and sustain peace and tranquility at the borders. Speaking on the Indian democracy, the Prime Minister said, "Constantly increasing voter participation in the country is a big certificate for the people's faith in democracy." He said as the largest democracy in the world, over 600 million people voted in the general elections in 2019. He said over 970 million eligible voters will exercise their franchise in the country in this general election. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the NDA government at the centre has made the country much stronger during the past 10 years. Addressing an election rally in Rishikesh, Mr. Modi said, "Whenever there has been a weak and unstable government in the country, the enemies have taken advantage and terrorism has spread its roots." The Prime Minister said that his government has implemented the one rank, one pension scheme for soldiers.
Ye Modi hai jisne one rank, one pension lagu karke purva sainikon ko 1,00,000 crore rupiye se jyada unke bank khate mein pahuncha diye hain.
He said his government at the center has also provided made in India bulletproof jackets to the soldiers, thus saving their lives. The Prime Minister said, "Today, everything from modern rifles to fighter planes and aircraft carriers are being made in the country itself."
Ye bhajpa hai jisne Bharat mein bani bulletproof jacket apne sainikon ko di, unke jeevan ki raksha ki. Aaj aadhunik rifle se lekar ladaku viman aur viman vahak pot tak desh mein hi ban rahe hain.
The Prime Minister outlined various government programs aimed at enhancing Uttarakhand's economic potential and boosting tourism to stimulate job growth. Mr. Modi said the BJP government has provided tap water connections to 90% families in Uttarakhand. The BJP today released another list of one candidate for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded Dr. Vinod Kumar Bind from Bhadohi Lok Sabha seat in Uttar Pradesh. Meanwhile, Congress has released a list of two candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. Dr. Kalyan Kale will contest from Jalna and Dr. Shobha Dinesh Bachav from Dhule, Maharashtra. In a separate development, former Congress leader from Gujarat, Rohan Gupta, joined the BJP at party headquarters in New Delhi today. He joined the party in the presence of BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavade and party leader Hardeep Puri. Mr. Gupta had resigned from Congress on the 22nd of last month. Imagine a country which just got its independence and is still grappling with the aftershocks of imperialism and partition. What would the first general election have looked like in such an environment? Let us reel back to the dawn of democracy. A report.
Since the inaugural general elections in 1951-52, India has witnessed a transformative journey in its democratic process. Spearheaded by Sukumar Sen, appointed as the first Chief Election Commissioner and backed by the Representation of People Act, the pioneering election laid the groundwork for India's democratic ethos. The election, also known as India's first democratic leap, started on the 25th of October 1951 and concluded on the 21st of February 1952. Despite formidable challenges, including logistical hurdles and a vast electorate, the nation navigated through 68 phases of polling across nearly 2 lakh polling stations, with over 27,000 designated for women. A total of 53 parties and 533 independent candidates contested for the 489 seats in the elections. At the time, India's population was pegged at nearly 36 crore, out of which 17.32 crore were eligible to vote. The inaugural vote cast in Cheni, Himachal Pradesh, symbolized a historic shift towards inclusive governance. With a voter turnout of 45.7%, the election marked a resounding triumph for democratic ideals. The Indian National Congress emerged as victorious, while the Communist Party and the Socialist Party finished second and third respectively, underscoring the nation's commitment to pluralism. Arpita Chaudhary, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Uttar Pradesh, voting is to be held on 8 seats in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections. This also includes the important seat of religious city of Mathura. In this seat, the BJP has given a ticket to Hema Malini, who has been the MP for 2 consecutive terms, whereas Congress Alliance has declared Mukesh Dhangar as its candidate and the BSP has fielded Suresh Singh. Apart from these, 12 independent candidates are also contesting the election. More from our correspondent.
There are 5 assembly seats in Mathura Lok Sabha constituency. This includes Chhata, Mant, Govardhan, Mathura and Baldev constituencies. There are total of 19,23,263 voters in the Lok Sabha constituency. BJP's Hema Malini had won this seat in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Mahesh Pathak of Congress stood third with 28,084 votes. This time, RLD is in alliance with BJP and Congress is contesting the election in alliance with SP. BSP has made retired IRS officer Suresh Singh its candidate on the seat. Although, before making Suresh Singh its candidate, BSP had declared senior journalist Kamal Kant Upmanyu as its candidate. But later, his ticket was cancelled. From SP Congress Alliance, Congress has made Mukesh Dhangar its candidate on the seat. Congress was preparing to compete with Hema Malini's glamour by fielding international boxer Vijendra Singh on the seat. But at the last moment, Vijendra gave a shock to Congress by joining BJP. All parties have started campaigning for this high-profile seat. Voting on this seat is to be held on April 26th. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
The notification for the third phase of Lok Sabha election will be issued tomorrow. Elections will be held in 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories in this phase. All 26 seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 7 seats of Chhattisgarh, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 each in Assam and West Bengal, 2 each in Goa and Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the third phase. Notification for the adjourned poll in Baitul constituency of Madhya Pradesh will also be issued tomorrow. Election for Baitul parliamentary constituency, which was to be held in the second phase, was adjourned due to the death of a contesting candidate of Bahujan Samaj Party. Nominations can be filed till the 19th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on 7th May. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alert.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist was killed in an encounter with security forces in Pulwama district today. Police said security forces launched a cordon and search operation at Frasipora village in Rajpora area following inputs about the presence of terrorists there. The police said the search operation turned into an encounter after the terrorists fired upon the forces. The identity and group affiliation of the slain terrorist is being ascertained. Arms and ammunition and some incriminating material have been recovered from the site. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a person in a case relating to the revival attempts by People's Liberation Front of India, PLFI. According to the NIA, raids and searches were conducted yesterday by its teams with the help of local police in Jharkhand and Assam. The crackdown led to the arrest of Binod Munda from Khunti district of Jharkhand. The accused is an armed cadre of PLFI, a splinter Naxal group, and wanted in four PFLI cases of Jharkhand. Eight children died and several others were injured when a school bus overturned in Haryana's Mahendragarh district today. The accident took place near Unhani village. Police said that the bus driver has been arrested. Education Minister for Haryana, Seema Trikha, visited the hospital in Mahendragarh where 12 children are undergoing treatment. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the accident. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety across the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. The faithfuls, dressed in their best, offered Eid prayers in Eidgahs and grand mosques. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. In Delhi, the main Eid congregations were held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. Elaborate security arrangements have been made for the occasion. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion. In a message, President Draupadi Murmu said the festival marks the culmination of the period of fasting and prayer during the holy month of Ramzan and gives the message of love and brotherhood. She said this festival promotes unity, forgiveness and charity. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Eid ul-Fitr reminds us of the values of compassion, generosity and unity that lie at the heart of the festival and resonate with the ethos of our diverse nation. He prayed that Eid may bring joy, fulfillment and abundant blessings to the lives of all. In his message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi prayed that this occasion may further spread the spirit of compassion, togetherness and peace. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for parts of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. It has forecast moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds of up to 50 km per hour speed over parts of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Maharashtra for the next 3 days. The IMD added that moderate rainfall with thunderstorm and lightning will prevail over West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha, Bihar and Andaman and Nicobar Islands till the 13th of this month and over Rajasthan till the 15th of this month. The weather agency has also predicted rainfall and snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. Rainfall and snowfall with thunderstorm and lightning will continue during the next 6 days in northeast India. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Gujarat Titans defeated Rajasthan Royals by 3 wickets at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Continuing with sports news, the Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden lost their under 16 men's doubles match at the Monte Carlo Masters yesterday. They lost to Pavic of Croatia and Marcelo Arevalo of El Salvador. Bopanna and Ebden fell behind quickly in the first set and could not recover from there. The Indo-Australian combo seemed to make a comeback of sorts in the second set, but their opponents played very well to seal the issue in the tiebreaker. 17-year-old Indian prodigy Domaraju Gukesh is on top of the standings in the open section at the FIDE Candidates Chess Tournament in Toronto, Canada after 6 rounds. Gukesh is sharing the top spot with Ian Nepomniachtchi. Gukesh drew his game against world number 3 Hikaru Nakamura last night. The other two Indians in the open category registered victories in round 6, with Vidit Gujarati defeating Ali Raza Firozda and Pragyananda beating Nijat Abasov. The two women from India, however, experienced defeats, with Hampi Kuneru losing to Lei Ting Che and Vaishali Ramesh Babu losing to Katerina Ladno in the women's section. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says stable and peaceful relations between India and China are important for not just the two countries but the entire region and world. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says the NDA government at the centre has made the country much stronger during the past 10 years. Notification for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections to be issued tomorrow. One terrorist killed in an encounter with security forces in Pulwama district of Jammu and Kashmir. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated with traditional fervour across the country today. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Mumbai this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.